We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story, Mayor Lightfoot's proposed 2022 budget is heavy with social programs and public safety, but light on taxes. WBBM's political editor Craig Dudlemore with the story.
Mayor Lightfoot's 2022 budget mostly holds the line on taxes, but she says it doesn't cut services and there are no layoffs. She says the city is recovering with the benefit of more revenues than expected and, of course, federal relief aid. And she outlined several major initiatives addressing issues like mental health care, violence prevention, climate change, and community development, all to benefit local residents.
We have an obligation to them, to ourselves, and to future generations to seize with gusto the opportunities that this moment presents, to learn the lessons of history and not to repeat the mistakes of the past. But we must do it together.
Most aldermen who commented afterwards applauded the policies in the budget, but say they'll want to examine the details, and a couple expressed skepticism about where the mayor will find the money to sustain the programs. Craig Dullimore, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, many parents of younger children say they're happy to hear Pfizer's announcement today that its COVID vaccine has shown to be safe in clinical trials. WBBM's Nancy Hardy has some reaction.
Maritza Nieves has let her children decide if they get vaccinated, and she says her 9-year-old daughter is eager to join the rest of the family in getting the shot.
I'm excited. I do not look forward to my child being tested weekly, so this would avoid that and cut out the stage where everybody is contagious or presumed contagious.
Her daughter's CPS school in Logan Square has not started weekly testing yet, but Nieves is not looking forward to that. She says they've lost close friends and relatives to the virus, so she's limited her daughter's exposure to people outside their circle and has been frequently checking for updates on when the Pfizer vaccine may get FDA approval for kids under 12. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A Westside hospital is giving its patients free rides.
Sinai Chicago is offering free rides for patients to get to and from medical appointments at any of its locations.
We want this to be seen as a world-class service that's convenient and is accessible.
COO and Vice President Dr. Erica Steed says transportation is one of the biggest barriers impacting Chicago's West and Southwest sides' access to health care.
30-40% of our patients don't show up for their medical services because they have barriers to accessing us.
The door-to-door program was made possible through a new non-emergency partnership with Superior Ambulance Service. Those in qualifying zip codes can book a ride by calling 630-903-2949. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
46 North Side Ward Alderman James Kappelman speaking out this week after being attacked by a man who was drinking in public at Racine and Leland on Saturday night. Kappelman says the man who hit him is someone he has tried to help before and says the incident is another reminder that addiction often overtakes people.
There are many, many people just like this man. And so I've talked a lot with the mayor's office, Department of Public Health, Department of Family Support Services, and other groups and individuals who are very focused on addressing addictions and mental health. And we're going to come up with an answer. There's no easy solution, but I think there are some answers.
Kappelman's husband called police, and the man was arrested. The alderman reported the man had 47 prior arrests.
Chicago man sentenced today, 6 years in prison after pleading guilty to breaking into a Naperville jewelry store. This happened in June of last year during an evening of protest following the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis. 24-year-old Joshua Captain will be required to serve 50% of his six-year sentence before being eligible for parole.
Governor Pritzker has reached a vaccination deal with some Department of employees, correction employees, who work in state-run congregate facilities. 260 supervisor employees at the Illinois Department of Corrections and the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice will be required to get vaccinated. Their first shots is going to be scheduled on October 14th. If employees do not receive the vaccine or an exemption, they could be disciplined or lose their jobs. Employees can look for an exemption based on medical contradictions or sincerely held religious beliefs.
Hundreds of Bennett Academy alumni, parents, students are voicing their opposition to the school's decision to rescind a job offer to a sports coach after learning that she was gay.
The Catholic school in Lyle was set to hire Amanda Kames as the new girls lacrosse coach. The Bennett alum is currently head girls varsity lacrosse coach at Montini Catholic High School in Lombard. But just before climbing the final hiring hurdle, which was getting approval from the head of the school, administrators called an audible after seeing that Kames had listed her wife as an emergency contact. Daily Herald reports more than 1,100 former and current students are behind an online letter condemning the decision, which says in part, by rejecting a talented potential staff member on the basis of whom she loves, you have utterly failed to uphold the principles of dignity and charity that you purport to practice as a Christian institution. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An historic church is destroyed by fire this weekend in South Suburban Beecher.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church was featured in the movie Road to Perdition back in 2002. Pictures online show fire tearing through the steeple while a tent in the parking lot for the church's Oktoberfest celebration. The Beecher Fire Protection District was already on scene treating someone in an unrelated call at around 1:30 when they were alerted to the fire. About three dozen agencies responded, bringing some 91,000 gallons of water since the nearest hydrant was about a mile away. One firefighter was taken to the hospital for heat exhaustion. Three others were treated at the scene. The cause is under investigation. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, it's the time of year movie and independent film fans look forward to. The Chicago International Film Fest is back to indoor and outdoor screenings this year. It's the longest running competitive film fest in North America, and on October 13th, the 12-day event kicks off another year of feature films, documentaries, short films, musicals, and Oscar contenders.
We certainly looked at more films than ever before, with a more than 25% increase in entries from our highest year in 2019, and a total of more than 6,500 films.
Director, executive director, artistic director Mimi Flaché says this year's festival is expanding throughout the city, including a drive-in in Pilsen and pop-up screenings in Bronzeville. 50 titles will also be available virtually for in-home screenings.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.